We got an email this past week from the esteemed Standard and Practices editor here at NPR. Mark Memmott, could you please read it for us?
Sure. The first thing to say is that it's April Fool's Day, not April Fool's Day. And by that I mean put the apostrophe after the S.
And so I hope I always am careful, but there's a study we got this week. Can I read it to you?
Please.
New study out of the University of Michigan, they had 83 people read emails that contained typos and or grammatical errors, and they found that cranky people are more likely to notice misplaced modifiers and indeed apostrophes and think those kind of errors are important than, you know, maybe people with real lives do. Now, I said cranky. The word Gizmodo, the tech blog used, was jerks. Any reaction, Mark?
Well, I would say perceptive, not cranky. And that these are people who care about language. These are, in many cases, our people, our listeners, our fans, and I get emails from them every day, Scott.
Yeah. No, so do I, unfortunately. I mean, so do I, and I'm so grateful for their contribution to this community of careful listeners that we have. Thank you, Mark Memmott, Standards and Practices editor, and all around a very good sport. Of course, you can reach him at wordmatters@npr.org. And they do, don't they?
They do. Thank you, Scott.